is to spend time listening to Beyond the Regular Good Day Conversation.
Say that again.
We'll get cooking with Chef Louis DeAngelis in a matter of moments. Before that, though, we have our stories. I have more people, a lot of people today. One of them, and stories about people, places, things, events, that sort of thing. I mean, that's what we talk about in our lives. Bob Uecker, one of the great broadcasters, one of the most interesting people.
Just a bit outside.
There were two names this week that came from the legendary broadcasters of Baseball Hall of Fame. One of them is Vin Scully, who signed for a 64th year of doing the Dodgers. Started when he was 24, which was the youngest at that time. I mean, he's that good when he was 24. And he's now 88 and still sounds really with it. Now, think of yourself at 88. If this isn't proof that keeping your mind busy is very helpful for the avoidance, and this is what we were talking about earlier, we're trying to avoid getting Alzheimer's and dementia. And this guy keeps his mind, as you listen to the descriptions of the games, and I do from time to time, the Dodgers, I like, at the beginning of the season is when I listen to the games, because it's fun to get back into the swing of things. And because I'm in California usually when spring training starts, I listen to him do some of the spring training games. And they always package him around the other broadcaster, who the guy that I met when I went to Vero Beach, somebody in Vero Beach maybe can help me, 800-510-8255. There's another guy who did the broadcast for 10 or 12 years that I sat with in the booth. Interesting guy, good guy, when they still had their camp in Vero, Dodger Town. That's another side kind of thing. I don't begin to understand why they moved that. But anyway, he's won. Scully deserves every bit of accolade that he's won.
Sure.
But Uecker does, too. Uecker's been with Milwaukee for 42 seasons.
Yeah.
While he was doing acting, he had a television show or two. He still has been the broadcaster for the Brewers, a remarkable...
I'll never forget when he was on here with us one day.
Yep.
How he talked about back in his day, they didn't get these big paychecks, you know, that baseball players do now.
Right.
So he used to make extra money by stealing his teammates' equipment and selling it.
Right. Yeah. And that's the unfailing humor that he brings to the broadcast, and that's
really
why people
funny.
So love listening to this guy. His place in history, permanently recognized today with the unveiling of a statue in his honor outside of Miller Park. Henry Aaron's statue is there. Robin Yount's statue is there. Bud Selig. Well, maybe we can do that. But
that's
anyway.
Birds Park.
Yeah. It is especially pleasing to know that Uecker on the air isn't playing a character. He is just that full of wit. He is that full of wisdom. He's that full of fun. He is just somebody that listeners love. An extension of what they wish they could be themselves, perhaps, when it comes to their enthusiasm. We all love enthusiasm. We like to be around people who are enthusiastic. There's an energy that goes to it. And when you listen to him do those games, that's the one thing I wish. I don't know that I'd like to live in Milwaukee, but I find that he is one of those special people that we all ought to feel really good about in America. Robert Pattinson, late of Los Angeles. He and his girlfriend, Kristen Stewart, right? Girlfriend's
right,
name?
Right, Kristen.
Former Kristen, yeah.
Former.
He,
mm-hmm.
yesterday, put a for sale sign outside of the house they lived in. He's moving back to London, which is where he grew up. So when he's in movies, he'll just fly back and forth, doesn't want to live in L.A., thinks that it represents a lot of things. Here's a guy who, it appears to me, has been completely crushed by, and he's had so much integrity. I never pay much attention to him. I've seen him in a couple of movies. But, man, following how he's handled himself through this, and where these dopes in the entertainment media are always trying to give him a little of the old one. Well, come on, tell me about it. Let's have a little... Stayed completely away from it.
Yep.
Stand completely up away from it. Wouldn't say anything bad about her at all. Anyway, we all, I guess, have been there, maybe done that, and you feel the feelings. Actually, I've been on both sides of this particular issue, and neither side is a pleasant place to be. But he shows a lot of class here, it seems to me. All right. Simon Cowell.
Simon.
Simon Cowell, credited with helping save the lives of 9 people.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
Whose boat sank this week in Saint-Tropez. Tropez, some people say Tropez.
Saint-Tropez.
Saint-Tropez, en français. Simon was on his boat with one of his girlfriends, and he heard the Mayday call.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked around for the sinking vessel, couldn't find it, couldn't see it. He called for some more information, and apparently the boat was around the backside of the island. And
apparently the boat was on the other side of Simon's boat, but his boat was so big he couldn't see the other boat.
Probably.
I don't think that was the case, Richie.
Okay.
But anyway, he went around, found the boat, and helped save he took all the 9 of them up on his boat.
Wow. All right, Simon.
Yeah, right. Now, who'd think that a guy, honestly, this is what I think about people.
What shocked me is that he's driving his own boat.
Well, what shocks me is that he has time to go spend time on a boat like that mm-hmm. when the guy is a machine for creation.
Yeah.
Now, that would be like me being able, and I don't mean this to sound self-serving, but where would I find time to go? I mean, it might be nice. Probably ought to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the difference between you and him right now is he can afford to take a few days off.
Yeah.
You got to keep working.
And also, I'd probably have one of those 10, 12-foot dinghies. I'd be in Dennis Harbor off of the Cape. Anyway.
You're not much of a boating guy anyway.
You know what? That's not really true. I like boating.
Guam in 1998.
Yeah.
And they took us snorkeling, and we're out there diving off of the front of the boat. I was like, this is great. We're out there for, it's beautiful. The fish are beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
15, 20 minutes, Doug's like, okay, I've seen it all.
Well,
much water.
I didn't tell you I wanted to spend a lot of time doing it. What I wanted to do in that instance is move. I wanted to go see stuff. We jumped off, and we were in the water, and we had fun. As a matter of fact, Heather, if you look at those pictures over on the wall over there above desk,
okay.
Those are what Richie's talking about.
That's the thing I sent you for Christmas one
year. Yeah, right, exactly.
With all the pictures.
Yeah, and that's a good recreation of what we did. I don't like to sit in the same place. I want to move.
Yep. I couldn't see you sitting still in
no,
the boat.
No, but, jumping
waiting
off.
Waiting for fish.
I'm not a great fisherman, but the water was absolutely gorgeous. And like a bathtub. The water is so warm and so clear, so clean. So Richie jumped off his fat butt in like a tub of lard.
Yeah,
the water.
I was like jumping over the top.
The boat almost sank with the wake that came from him. It was a pretty good sized boat. No, that's not true.
You know,
I jumped in.
You're not man enough to shake a boat.
Yeah, I know. That's right, Richie. That's
I was
it.
Down visiting kind of near the Cape, down towards the Cape around the Plymouth area. Mm. And we went to a beach. The water was like bath water. It was so warm.
What
Kingston.
Beach? Yeah, Kingston's
teeny,
north of
tiny,
the
called Gray's Beach. Yeah. This teeny, tiny place.
A little bit south of Plymouth.
It was so warm.
And it's an inlet.
Shocked.
It's just a little inlet.
Yes.
If you went down to New Bedford, well, it's the equivalent of New Bedford, except New Bedford's on the lower side, so it's cold. This is on the upper side. And the water goes into the Cape and sort of stays there and gets warm.
Oh, that makes sense now.
Yeah,
that's
much warmer.
I was really surprised.
It's always warmer on the inland side of the Cape. And you can say, I mean, I don't know of any other places. I'm trying to think of other Cape Hatteras isn't like this, where there is the Cape normally just is a jut on the mainland, but. Well, it just holds the water. And by the way, that's where the Mayflower landed. The Mayflower, everybody thinks the Mayflower landed in Plymouth. It didn't. It landed in Provincetown. And then subsequently, yeah, it landed, you get to Provincetown before you get to Plymouth.
Right,
if you see any land, and they saw the land, so they went for it. And they just knew that it wasn't what they were looking for. They were looking for a big mass of land. So they left, and then they went directly across the harbor, and they came to Plymouth, because Plymouth is directly straight. If you were to go draw a line from Provincetown to Plymouth, it's an exact straight line. So right across they went, and the next day they ended up in Plymouth.
So, but we just don't celebrate that our founding fathers started off in P-Town.
No, I mean, how well is that going to... There's no story to that. Oh, four of our fathers went to Provincetown. What's Provincetown? No, it wasn't even called... It was called Plymouth... I'm trying to remember what the... it was called Plymouth because of Plymouth, England. They had left from Plymouth, England. And that's why they called the town Plymouth. But they knew... Because it represented something that looked like... Plymouth, you know, the topography of the land, whereas Provincetown is just a sandbar. That's really all it is. So, anyway. All right, how did we get off onto that tangent?
I didn't realize I was going to get a Plymouth Rock lesson this morning.
Yeah. This is the Doug Steffen More Than You'd Expect program. Richie and Heather, are you have your stories to tell before we get to Chef Louis. I was about to call him King Louis.
We could call him. He could be King.
You've got to hear this story that we're going to tell you about. The new Twitter account that has popped up, named after Clint Eastwood's speech last night.
Really?
When he was talking to Obama in the invisible chair.
All right.
Really funny.
All right, that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam. Buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Clubroom. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits. Buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Musicians, now through Monday, save big at Guitar City's Labor Day Savings Event. Deal 60, 70, over 80% off retail. Massive savings throughout the store. Like Ibanez Acoustics or Epiphone Electrics, your choice, $89. Guitar wall hangers or stands, 2 for $10. AKG vocal mics, just $19. Plus additional markdowns on hundreds of items, from floor models to open box, ding and dents to closeouts. It's all price to move. Guitar City's Labor Day Weekend Savings Events, now through Monday. Don't miss it.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
The stage of good conversation radio equals the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How's that, Richie?
I like it.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Seems to be a cacophony of sounds here. All right, this all will bring us to Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood last night during a speech at the Republican convention, just before Mitt Romney came on, was talking to an empty chair.
I feel like that is happening to me every once in a while.
And he was pretending that President Obama was sitting in that chair, so he would look over at the chair every now and then, and he would say, "I'm sorry, what did you say?"
Make
and
my day.
Yeah, well, he did that at the end. Yeah. So, because of Clint's speech last night, which is getting a lot of attention, but a lot of Twitter was on fire last night with this.
Yeah.
And so much so that it got the White House and President Obama to post a picture of President Obama sitting in his chair in the Oval Office saying, "This seat is taken."
So they fell for the trap. They fell for it.
Right. So, well, they were just having fun with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
But one of the funny things that came out of it was there is a Twitter account that popped up last night during the speech while he was doing it called Invisible Obama. And it's just a picture of a chair on the Twitter account. And it has 38,598 followers so far.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so much so that somebody coined the term Eastwooding. And that set fire on Twitter, too. And wow. Eastwooding is taking a picture of an empty chair in your house and posting it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just gone wild. So everybody's having a lot of fun with it. But people don't really know what to think of the speech.
Good. Everybody's talking about it, which is better.
Eric Erickson from Red State Blog says, "Let me just say, this is entertaining, but holy hell, is it weird."
Yeah.
Larry Sabato from the University of Virginia Political Law School says, "I'd feel better if I knew for sure that Clint doesn't see anyone in that chair."
That's pretty funny.
And then the guy who ran John McCain's, and this is the one that bothers me when people have this attitude, Steve Schmidt, who ran John McCain's campaign, says, "He's an 82-year-old man. We have to give him a break."
Well, it's going to be 82 like he was lost.
Didn't think for 1 minute that Eastwood didn't have total control of where he was going and what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
He was ad-libbing it, which meant it didn't come out perfectly clean and clear, like if he were reading it off of a teleprompter. Mm-hmm. But he knew where he was going the whole time.
Like somebody else we know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So. But it's just hysterical. So this thing is absolutely on fire on
good.
The social networking, and everybody's yeah. having fun with it.
Something to
yeah,
talk
there's
about.
A there's a Facebook page for Invisible Obama as well. I'm
as Twitter?
On that right now.
Really?
Yeah, there's an entire
what's on
page.
It? And describe for
there's
everybody what's on it.
There's pictures of basically just a suit walking along with Michelle Obama. An empty suit.
Empty
suit walking along with Michelle Obama. They've taken various pictures, like coming off, standing on stage and whatnot, and just photoshopped him out. So there are all these pictures People are posting like crazy on here talking about this. And the picture of Obama sitting in the president's chair is on there as well from Facebook.
This seat is taken picture?
Twitter, rather. The seat is taken picture. And there's another post that says, we shouldn't have a bunch of politicians, a majority of whom are women, making health care decisions on behalf of women. Invisible Obama. And there's invisible.
The majority are men. I'm betting it says not women.
No, it says, I'm sorry, did I misquote that?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, majority are men.
I would hope that was what they're really saying.
So after President Obama, at Barack Obama, tweeted his picture of him sitting in the chair saying, this seat's taken, Invisible Obama tweeted back, oh no, my visible self didn't.
Uh-huh. Wow, there's a whole, the Obama thing on Reddit this week.
Yeah.
That created a lot of us. Kind of a stir because of the way that it was done. It takes everybody else out. You think Obama's doing that tweeting? I'm guessing he probably is. I'm guessing.
Do you think he is?
I think he probably is.
He has staff. He doesn't.
Oh, I'm sure he tweets a little bit.
Like
then,
me?
Yeah, the staff takes it over. Right, just like you.
Just like me.
Right.
Right.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam. Buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits. Buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Good day program at 33 past the hour. Changed for the better. Would we say that is our definition of cooking with Chef Louis? Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, who is our resident chef, recipes galore. How many we're when we put the recipes up at DougStephan.com, when you go to the Chef Louis box, which is below the DougStephanTeam.com box, right hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com. These are cumulative, are they not? We put in a new recipe every week, and last week is there, so you can learn by reading these things and keep up with Chef Louis and what it is that he's cooking or concocting. So what's cooking? I can say this with Jennifer not being here. We can call this the What's Cooking Show with Chef Louis.
You're going to get sued.
All right, but I want to think a little bit about something else that comes from sort of the food side, and that's the story of this slaughterhouse cruelty in Fresno, California, that people have been talking about. You're talking about Twitter and Facebook. Last, 10 days, 2 weeks? This is one of the... These things happen every once in a while. Some of the animal rights groups get someone who's a ringer to go to work for one of these farms or slaughterhouses where they know there are improprieties. The bigger they are, the more likely they are to happen. We've all seen the stories from the farms of farmers abusing their milk cows. And these people, I want to go into their barns with a bulldozer. Same thing has happened at slaughterhouses where you see animals. The one from was a 4 years ago where the cow, they call them downer cows. The cow was down. And they brought in a bobcat with a forklift and picked the cow up and just threw it into a pile. And it still was breathing so they could kill it and, you know, do what they do with the meat from. And I've seen these things happen, by the way, myself in there's a place that we have a Farmers Live Animal Market Exchange where a lot of cattle from all over New England come to be brokered, if you will. It's a one way. They come in, the way they go out is
on a plate.
Well, again, it's headed for a plate someplace. And once in a while you find a cow. I mean, I bought cows out of there that I've kept and saved because I wanted to. Sometimes farmers will ship a perfectly good cow that only is milking out of 3/4 instead of 4. And I would look for, when I was building a herd, I'd look for those cows. You can buy them cheaply and they'd throw off good. I mean, you could tell by looking at them, they were good cows, but the farmers didn't want to put up with not having all four quarters clean. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that you can find there. But these cruelty examples, which most recently exemplified by this slaughterhouse in Fresno, the essence, I guess I want to hear from you, Louis, as somebody who, when you work with restaurants, you know you have to deal with beef and veal, and you're dealing with duck, and you're dealing with chicken, and you're dealing with pork, and all of these things are from living beings. And some people think about that and won't eat it. I find it disgusting. I'll eat a little fish, but I don't eat any, none of this other stuff, because I know from whence it comes. And part of the problem is how these animals are treated and how they're dispatched when they're going into the slaughterhouse, and what happens to them inside before they are killed. It's the saddest, most outrageous commentary on our food supply, and I think that's why it becomes a conversation for focus.
Back in the days when everybody used to hunt for their own food, and bang, boom, it's dead, and
right. You take care of it yourself.
Right. That was
right.
You're okay with that.
Well, I'm okay knowing that it happened, and I didn't have the same consciousness when I was a kid. I ate veal. I can remember going to the Oregon Club as a kid and enjoying veal with spaghetti. That was my favorite meal.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it, even though I was around cows at the time. I didn't even. Can I tell you something? I bet I was 13 or 14 before I even knew what veal really was.
Right.
So that kind of got me to, I don't know that I thought about it as much then.
I talk to my kids about that now so that they don't go through that shock or that realization when they're 14.
Of realizing.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're eating a chicken.
Yeah.
We're eating a cow.
Yeah.
We're
right.
eating a fish.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you
yeah.
like it? It's good, isn't it?
Oh, you monster.
Well, you know, even what they do with chickens, just as layers, it's sad.
Yeah.
You know, not even the slaughterhouse.
Layers. He's talking about hens that give eggs. That's
yeah.
what layer. A layer
yeah.
is a hen that gives eggs. Versus
yeah, I mean, they cut their beaks. They
yeah.
cut their beaks so that they don't hurt each other. They don't.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
Away,
well,
you know,
and that's the thing is, you know, when it gets to the point where they have to create so much food that you forget about that it is a living thing. I mean, why make it suffer? You're going to kill it anyway. Why make it suffer?
Well, that's the other
yeah.
side of it
or
is why, who cares?
It.
You're going to kill it anyway. But if you went to, I remember in Elmira, I've been to two of these really large chicken warehouses, I call them, and the animals are, there's 35 to 40,000 of these things in a barn. This particular farmer was doing kosher chicken, and so supposedly it's been inspected by the rabbis that go around and do that. I mean, I've been inspected, and I'm thinking now we ought to put that into place on our milk store. We have a kosher approval, but I looked at these places. I couldn't begin. If this place was certified as kosher, I don't want to see the place that isn't, because
yeah.
kosher is supposed to be clean, clean, clean. That's why they certify it as kosher. So if you look at and can imagine whether Louis is talking about the layers, these hens that they get put into these boxes that are about a foot by a foot, maybe a little bigger,
yep.
and they have a hole in them. And there's a conveyor belt that goes underneath the chicken. So when the leg comes down, it goes down on the conveyor, out it goes. And they feed them, you know, a mix of various things. Depending on, now here's an interesting story, because I have a new product, Louis, that that we're promoting. It's called Ultra Joint, and it's made in part from the membranes of eggshells. And the reason that there is, some people say, well, an eggshell is an eggshell is not an eggshell. There are things that you feed the chicken that makes the eggs harder. And that's part of all this. If you feed these chickens various things, the eggs, they sometimes make it just so the eggs aren't likely to either drop and break, or another chicken is liable to get at it and break it with its beak.
Right.
All right?
Mm.
So it just is.
Oyster shell is used for that, too.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you had another, you sort of had a take on this. I've taken a little of your steam away, but I wanted to hear from you as to what people ought to be thinking when you hear the stories about this cruelty, and then you think, am I putting any of this stuff into my mouth? Isn't that
right?
I mean, that's kind of what we, that's what the question is, isn't it?
Well, you know what, Doug, there's two parts to it. And first of all, I when they talk about this place in Fresno as being charged with cruelty,
yeah.
I don't care what slaughterhouse you go to, it's cruelty.
It is cruelty.
I mean, any way you think about it, it's cruelty. They line them up, they dispose of them, 1, 2, 3, with either a shotgun or a prod. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You're talking about the cattle. When you see what they do, think about this, all right? This is the image I want you to think of. Well, listen to, just image in your mind, this is why I'll never eat another bite of chicken in my life. A bunch of chickens in a line with a chainsaw.
If you've got kids in the car, turn your radio down for a second.
Right. Did you finish that? They turn the radio down?
If you've got kids in the car, turn your radio down for a second.
All right. Is that enough time?
Yeah.
All right. Think of the chickens standing on, they're forced into a place where they can't move, and somebody just goes down the line with a chainsaw.
Yep.
That's what happens. Yep. Right? And you're eating that. And you're not thinking about it when you go to KFC or you go to anything. What's this other chicken place we were talking about? Chicken fillet?
Chick-fil-A.
Those places, Chick-fil-A.
Right.
That's what's going on. That's what happens. And, by the way, they do the same thing with the cows. They strap them up. I hope the radio's still off. They hang them up by their rear, by their back legs.
Yeah, okay.
Same thing.
Yeah.
All right? Same thing.
And what's worse than, if there's something worse than that, it's the 6 or 7 weeks of life they had before that for the chickens.
Yeah.
They put a tube down their throat. They force feed them. Right. What they call meat chickens.
That's when I stopped eating chicken.
It is so gross.
Yeah, when I found out that the life cycle of a chicken is 8 weeks.
Gross.
Yeah, they,
gross.
That you're eating.
They can't even walk. Their legs break under the weight of them because they force them into such a weight gain program. And when you think of all that, and that's why, a couple weeks ago I sent you an email saying, if people had to go out and catch their own meat, their own cows, their own steers, and shoot them and skin them and gut them and do everything themselves, I think you'd see a lot more vegetarians out there. There'd be a lot
cholesterol
more
counts go right down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, because if you saw what you had to do to it, you'd never touch it again.
No. Some food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. Chef Louis DeAngelis. we'll maybe prepare a meatless marvel for you next here on Good Day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
This is the gold standard when it comes to men and women who are in service to America and how we support them. The gold standard is the Purple Heart Service Foundation, which provides so many services. You've heard me talk and others talk about the things that all veterans, not just ones who've gotten Purple Hearts, but all veterans are getting as a result of the Purple Heart Service Foundation. So if you'd like to help them help you if you're a veteran or others you know in your family or friends who are veterans, may I suggest you think about donating a car, a boat, or other things that are unusable for you but have value to others by calling 877-743-1631. You'll be able to donate a completely 100% tax-deductible contribution. It could be cash, credit card, cars, boats, you name it. Give it to them. They'll make use of it, and you get a completely deductible donation. 877-743-1631 to benefit the Purple Heart Service Foundation. 877-743-1631. Chef Louis DeAngelis with Heather and Rich and Doug, and the food prices. We have to acknowledge you've got some ideas for people, and maybe this breaks old habits of cooking and eating, Louis?
Well, you know, Doug, we talk about all these different factors that are making the food prices go up. We talk about fuel, okay? Diesel fuel is up, so the delivery of these vehicles, you know, the delivery of the produce to a market, say, is getting higher. But when you really break it down and think about it, you know, you take a semi that's doing a cross-country trip, it's going to go through 400 gallons of fuel.
Yep.
If gas and fuel is up $1 from last year.
So that's $1,600 right there.
However, he's carrying 80,000 pounds on that semi.
Yep.
So it's really just, we're splitting hairs when we talk about a rise in price because of that. I sat at a supermarket the other day talking to the manager, and I'm watching his produce guy emptying the shelves, taking half of the stuff out. And I said, what's he doing with that? He says, well, some of it goes to a food pantry. He says, but it's old. It's waste. I got to throw it out. And one of the things that happens is consumer-driven prices. We don't buy the produce fresh anymore in a supermarket. Mm. Half of it goes to waste.
Yep.
Just like in a fish store. A fishmonger, he knows if he's paying $2 for fish a pound, he automatically counts it as $4 because half of it's going to get thrown out because of spoilage. It's going to get old.
All right, so here's what I would like to do, because we have these recipes that we're going to make reference to up there. Let's hold the recipes. These are vegetable recipes that have just wonderful results. Turnip. Who thought that turnip would be as yummy as Chef Louis can teach you how to make it? Check the all the recipes out. And, Louis, let's pick up where we left off, where we're leaving off here today next week. All right? Chef Louis DeAngelis here with some great ideas about how to vary your menus on Good Day.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop, with buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam, buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Clubroom. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names, buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Feel like you've tried it? Don't miss our video of the day. Jimmy Kimmel had a very special, wonderful interview with children.
Funny.
You'll love it.
It's funny.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The presidential nominee makes his case, and now it's game on. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In Tampa, Florida last night, final night of the Republican National Convention, Mitt Romney telling the crowd what it wanted to hear.
Mr. Chairman and delegates, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
The presidential nominee then went on to talk about President Obama, saying his tenure began with great hope and expectation.
This was the hope and change America voted for. It's not just what we wanted. It's not just what we expected. It's what Americans deserve.
And looking forward, said Romney, the next 4 years won't be any better if President Obama is reelected.
To the majority of Americans who now believe that the future will not be better than the past, I can guarantee you this. If Barack Obama is reelected, you'll be right.
Mitt Romney also talked about jobs.
Now, like the president, I have a plan to create 12 million new jobs.
There were no real specifics as to how he would accomplish that. Romney also spoke at length about his own background, his parents, his wife, and children. The final segment of his acceptance speech included some harsh rhetoric on the foreign policy front. Overall, most political pundits say, in terms of delivery, it was the best speech he's ever given. What many of us are talking about today, though, is the strange performance of Clint Eastwood that preceded Mitt Romney's speech. Clint calling for a change. Change at the top.
When somebody does not do the job, we've got to let them go.
All right, fine. But then Clint went on to address an empty chair, pretending to ask questions to an invisible President Obama. At one point, he had the president telling him to shut up. At another point, he had the president saying something profane about Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. Clint also gave in and encouraged the crowd to deliver his signature Dirty Harry line.
I'll start it. You finish it. Go ahead.
Make my day. Even big fans of Clint Eastwood are admitting today this was not his best moment and really out of place with the rest of the evening. Others say it was just plain embarrassing. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
e-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
On Wall Street, some losses for the markets yesterday. The Dow off 107 points to 13,001. S&P fell 11 points. NASDAQ down 32. Oil prices down 87 cents a barrel, finishing at $94.62. The remnants of what was Hurricane Isaac still soaking the lower and middle Mississippi Valley. There's still a threat of flash flooding from the storm. Flood watches and warnings posted for areas of Arkansas, central and southern Mississippi, and southeastern Louisiana. And finally, with Labor Day week straight ahead, let's hit the road again. Fair to say many of us will be doing some traveling over the holiday weekend. Priceline has released a list of the top destinations for Labor Day weekend. The North Michigan Avenue River North area of Chicago is number one. The Midtown West area of New York City, number two. The Strip North area of Las Vegas is third. This list is based on bookings and booking requests for Labor Day weekend. As for how many of us will be taking a trip this weekend, the AAA estimating 33 million of us will travel 50 miles or more over the holiday weekend, which is an increase of about 3% over last year. This despite a sluggish economy and sky-high prices at the pump. Speaking of which...
Okay, fill it up.
According to the latest AAA National Gas Survey, a gallon of regular is now at $3.82 nationwide, up 10 cents a gallon from a week ago, up 30 cents a gallon from a month ago. Reaction from drivers? A shrug of the shoulders.
Gas prices are dictated by the powers that be, and they know we all need it, so they can basically do what they want.
And so, this frustrated driver says she's doing all she can to conserve on fuel.
I lump all my errands into one trip, make it all in one big loop, and then come back home.
Ah, yes, the lump and loop strategy. Lumping and looping. It's about all we can do these days. Have a nice holiday weekend. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Musicians, now through Monday, save big at Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event. Deal 60, 70, over 80% off retail. Massive savings throughout the store. Like Ibanez Acoustics or Epiphone Electrics, your choice, $89. Guitar wall hangers or stands, 2 for $10. AKG vocal mics, just $19. Plus additional markdowns on hundreds of items, from floor models to open box, ding and dents to closeouts. It's all price to move. Guitar Center's Labor Day Weekend Savings Events, now through Monday. Don't miss it.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.